This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Before 33,000 tons of coal ash spilled into the Dan River in February, most people had never heard of the stuff. Turns out coal ash is everywhere. There's 100 million tons of it in 32 ponds and pits across North Carolina. As politicians and commissions try to decide what to do with it, environment reporter Dave DeWitt takes a step back and examines the three most important questions about coal ash.
Those questions are, what is it, how dangerous is it, and what are we going to do with it? First, what is coal ash? When coal arrives at a power plant, it's pulverized and burned in a boiler.
The residue that's left over, everything that's left when the carbon's burned away, is basically a mineral powder, and that's the coal ash.
Dennis Lemley has been researching coal ash for more than 30 years at both Wake Forest University and for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So, what's in it?
Selenium and arsenic, and then you have a variety of heavy metals like mercury and cadmium and lead and chromium and copper, nickel and zinc.
Many of those trace elements and heavy metals are naturally occurring, but in coal ash they are concentrated. Which brings us to question number two, how dangerous is it? Richard Baker is Duke Energy's Director of Water and Natural Resources. During his presentation to the Coal Ash Management Commission last month, he compared coal ash to substances you'd find around your house.
This is much like ash from a charcoal grill or your wood fireplace.
That may be true in how it looks, but Lemley says that's where the comparison ends.
The charcoal in your grill is, most charcoal is not true coal. It's actually a burnt wood product. It's a similar substance to coal, but it's not nearly as dense, or it doesn't contain nearly as high a concentration of these trace elements and heavy metals.
Concentration is one of the two factors determining how dangerous coal ash can be. The other is length of exposure. How long something or someone may be exposed to coal ash is a question of proximity. Because coal plants need a lot of water, they're built near waterways. That means coal ash pits are also near waterways. Fish, of course, live in waterways. Coal ash leaks have occurred since the first pit was dug, and a few have resulted in massive fish kills. Two of the worst in North Carolina happened in the 70s and 80s, when selenium seeped into Belews Lake and Hyco Reservoir. People have also made claims that coal ash caused their health problems. Kim Brewer lived in Dukeville, a community built to house employees at Duke Energy's now-closed Buck Steam Station in Rowan County. She blames coal ash for a variety of issues that affected her daughters, including spina bifida, brain defects, epilepsy, and severe asthma.
Throughout both pregnancies, and when the girls were little, we drank, bathed in, and cooked with the water from our family's well in Dukeville.
No scientific study has been found to directly link coal ash to cancer or other health problems. But water studies at Dukeville and other locations across the state have shown elevated levels of selenium, chromium, and other elements above state standards. That brings us to question number three, what to do with it. The EPA's pending decision on whether to classify coal ash as a hazardous waste will play a role in the answer. Coal has been the key component to a century's worth of cheap electricity. Some say that bill is coming due now. Taking coal ash to lined and capped landfills will likely take decades and cost tens of billions of dollars. Dennis Lemley says that even moving coal ash to lined and capped landfills could be another instance of kicking the can down the road.
At the very best, they may work. At the very worst, they may start to leak over time, so that we have all these cells of buried coal ash leaking in the groundwater that will become a larger and larger issue over the next millennium.
Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.